97.9 FM, WCHL, and chapelboro.com present Today's Business with Sharon Hill. Listen as Sharon Hill discusses trending topics in today's business world with entrepreneurs and leaders in the community and what they're doing to provide innovation and guidance for success. Find this and all episodes at WCHL's chapelboro.com. Now, Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Thank you for tuning in today. My guest is Mr. Don Brickman, who is the owner of Brickman Electric. Don, thank you for coming to see us today.
Well, I sure appreciate you having me. It's just an honor to be here and be with you.
Pleasure. Don, tell us all about Brickman Electric.
Well, I'm an electrical contractor, and I've been in business for about 40 years, and I moved to Chapel Hill approximately 2 years ago. And trying to restart my business here.
All right. So you're an electrician, I assume.
Yes.
What are your qualifications to be an electrician, Don?
Well, you have to be licensed and insured. And, I went through an apprenticeship program, and they used to have what they call a master's test, a block master's test, which is supposed to be – it was really difficult. So I finally took that and passed that. It doesn't really, I guess – actually, North Carolina doesn't have a master's qualification, but I am a master electrician. That's something like once you have that, you have it.
Right, right. You know. Are there many of you in Chapel Hill in Orange County, many master electricians?
I don't really think, like I say, I don't think in this area that's even, it is actually a license, you know. I mean, I have a certificate that I passed the master's test. Uh-huh. But they've kind of changed that. That was the highest you could go, and like as I said, it was supposed to be a nationwide kind of a license.
Right.
And they've kind of done away with that, and I think the reason they've done away with it is because, and I'm not trying to be arrogant, it was so hard to pass it.
Okay.
And they had such a big failure rate that people protested and say, I've been doing this, blah, 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 and that I don't have a master's.
Don't have a master's, but you've got yours, sir.
Right.
Well, let's get to the basics. If a client were to call you, what would you be doing for your clients?
Well, I basically like dealing with people, and I like doing service work and troubleshooting. And by service work, any kind of a addition like a electrical outlet or range or room addition or whatever. I deal mainly – here I've been dealing mainly in residential. I mean, I've done – when I was in the Midwest, and I did about 50-50 as far as commercial and residential. And when I last left the Midwest, I had 8 people working for me, and I did – that was all commercial. But I'm at a different phase in my life, and I don't really want the headaches that go with employees.
Smart man, right? There we are. Good. So if a person calls you, you said mostly additions. So if a person's having an addition to their home, you would come out and make sure all the – I'm making this up – the wiring is correct?
I just use that example. Like I went to Hillsboro the other day, and I'm going to do this job for a room addition and a service upgrade, which, you know, the breaker box – install a larger box, the capacity they can take the room addition and stuff like that. But a lot of times, most people call. Usually, it's a trouble call. There's something wrong. There's something a breaker's tripping, or there something won't work, or they can't find the problem. And that's what I like to do. I like the challenge of it, and I like to, you know, leave and feel that I've helped people.
So more troubleshooting.
Right.
Electrical troubleshooting. What happens in this area, Don, when all the power goes out in a bunch of houses? Are people relying upon the electric companies? And do you work at all or support the electric companies anyway? Or that's a different business completely, trying to get these houses back to their lights on when the power goes out?
That's a – like where I live, we lost power this last go-around. And, I drove down the road and I saw – you know, Harris Teeter's off and other people are off. So it's a big ship, you know, and I really don't have anything to do with that. Now, some of the ice storms, when the limbs fall and they tear the power line down or the meter off the house, that part, I would do. But as far as the power off, it's usually, you know, if you've ever tried to call Duke Energy when the power's off, good luck.
Good luck.
I mean, I'm not knocking Duke Energy, but they just have thousands and thousands of calls
to deal with.
And I don't normally, personally, if I see there's a lot of people without power, I know that they're doing their best.
That's good. I think we all do. Those with, we have to be patient. Even if people have babies, need to have food in the refrigerator that's freezing and thawing out, it's good to be patient because otherwise you drive yourself into a tizzy. So you realize that as well. Don, what made you decide to go into the electrical field?
Well, I was only 20 years old, and I was I didn't have a college degree, and I didn't have any really desire to go to college at that time. And I wanted to do something. I was a driver, and I couldn't see myself in a – I always liked to work with my hands, and I wanted to do something where I had some kind of a skill. And at that time, you had to have a sponsor, a person to get you into the electrical workers. So I had a person that offered to sponsor me, and I got into it, and I really liked it. I felt it was a neat thing. You know, I could do something. Actually, electrician is the only craft that's considered a professional skill because people can get killed from what we do. I'm not knocking any tradesmen by any means, but I mean, you know, plumbers get wet or this, that, but we could, you know, people can get killed if during doing electrical work and also because they're incompetence or something they do wrong,
fires.
Or whatever. It's really, and the reason I took my master's test, I had some videos, and the gentleman that taught these videos was down in Florida, and he was really sharp. And I'm saying that from him. He was an expert witness. He would go and, you know, if they had a fire, he would be hired to do that. I never really thought of that. And I thought, well, that's kind of neat in a way.
That is kind of neat. My goodness. Don, if anybody wanted to contact you, what's your contact information?
Well, the best place to is BrickmanElectric.com. I have a website there. And if you happen to forget, but my phone number is 919-929-1423.
Do you repeat that?
919-929-1423.
You're listening to WCHL 97.9, 1360 AM. My guest today is Mr. Don Brickman, who is the owner of Brickman Electric Company. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. Don Brickman, who is the owner of Brickman Electric. Don, when we left off, I asked you how you keep from electrocuting yourself. I probably should have asked more professionally, how do you keep from getting shocked as an electrician?
Yeah, I've been asked that a few times if I have ever been electrocuted, and I said, no, I really haven't, because that's kind of final.
Right.
And I understand that. It's just a term that people use, and I'm not putting people down about that. But
right.
You can't really keep from being shocked being an electrician. It's like a plumber getting in water. It just happens. We always usually have to work with the power on because that's what you're doing. You're trying to find a problem. So you can't really do your job with the power off. My wife always tells me when I leave work, make sure you turn the power off. And I say,
right. Terminology is critical. Well, Don, you say on your website you have tips. How about just sharing some tips with us that our listeners can appreciate as far as electricity is concerned?
Well, you know, anytime you have a circuit that's tripping a breaker or blowing a fuse, you have a problem. And you can keep replacing the fuses or, you know, overloading a circuit. That's doing that for a reason. You don't want to put in a bigger fuse, which most houses anymore have breakers, but some people still have fuses. And a lot of times, space heaters are really a problem because most of them are 1,500 watts, and a lot of them are in 15-amp circuits. So you're taking over three-quarters of the load of that circuit for that one thing.
Oh.
And then I've seen it where they run a cord over to an outlet, and they'll throw a rug over the cord to hide the cord. That keeps all that heat in there, and then you never want to leave a space heater unattended. I don't care, you know, never. They are a big problem, space heaters.
Really? So, why?
Well, they just pull, you know, it's like a window air conditioner. They pull so much electricity. People have a tendency, we're all that way. If you plug in, it works, everything's fine.
Right.
You know, it's on and it's working, so there shouldn't be a problem. But you can feel the end cap. That's the part that plugs into the wall on a space heater, even if it's working properly. And that thing is warm to the touch, pretty warm. And that's a lot of current going through there. And a lot of fires are caused by space heaters. I'm not a big, you know, and people sometimes, you know, unfortunately, their gas or whatever, and that's their only heat source.
Right.
So they'll buy a couple,
right,
you know, unplug them in to stay warm. And I'm sympathetic with that, but you really got to be careful.
What other tips do you have for us, Don?
Well, I think that people really need to watch some of the incompetency, and I'm not knocking any of my competitors, but when I became an electrician, I went through a 5-year apprenticeship and I was trained by skilled people. And, that was all we had to sell. We had a lot of pride and we wanted our work to look good. And my son worked for me at one time. We started wiring some houses because that's basic circuitry. I don't really wire houses anymore. I do more troubleshooting. But anyway, when he put wall plates on, I say, put a level on those plates, a little torpedo level. I said, there's nothing that looks any worse. You walk in there and that thing's cockeyed.
Right.
And there's Tom Peters, I think that was his name. He was like a motivational speaker.
Yes, Tom Peters.
I always remember him saying, if I pull down that snack tray on that airplane and it's dirty, I wonder what the engine's like.
Ooh.
So if that wall plate, and you can see that, and it's not level, wonder what the other wiring in the house looks like that you can't see.
That's my philosophy. Very good point. Don, we were talking during our break about an experience you had with a call regarding electric versus electrocution. Would you share that with the audience, please?
Yeah, it was one of those days. I'm just saying it was Friday. I was probably tired and wore out, and it was 4:00 in the afternoon, and I remember it was really, really hot. And, you know, I'm like, I'm just wanting to go home. And I got a call, and the gentleman said, I need to come over and check some wiring that his dad had been electrocuted. And I really casually, because I've heard that expression so many times, and they really mean shocked. So I'm in my truck, and I'm, oh, yeah, he got electrocuted, and da-da-da. And I get over there, and the gentleman actually had gotten electrocuted.
Electrocuted.
And he had died.
Oh,
and
God.
I felt about 2 inches tall.
Yeah.
And his pliers were still there. He was people say 110 can't kill you. It was 110. And he was, grounding is very important, and this is a swimming pool. There was no ground, so the current went just right through his body and stopped his heart. Because when you get electrocuted, I learned this when I was studying for a master's test. I had some videos. And if you know electricians, there's probably not an electrician around that doesn't have his pliers burnt in a hole in them or into a screwdriver. And this guy told me, he says, well, it takes 7,000 degrees to burn steel like that. And that's what happens when you get electrocuted. That goes in your body and it boils your blood.
Whoa.
It stops your heart in a second.
Whoa.
So it just clots it and you're done.
Oh,
and
goodness.
So anyway, I get over there and I fix it, trouble call, and I get home, and it was on the news.
Oh, my gosh.
They showed this house and showed the ambulance,
yes.
And I just felt terrible.
But you didn't know, Don.
I didn't.
They said electrocuted.
Yeah, because I get asked, how many times have you been electrocuted? Not many.
Not a lot. Oh, my gosh. And Don, why don't you give us your contact information again, please, for those who may have just tuned in.
The best way is go to brickmanelectric.com. And that's my website. It has all my information. And my best way to contact me by phone is 919-929-1423. And on my website, just refer it. I've got a 10% coupon there for any work that if you refer to that website, or that's how you got my information.
Perfect. Very quickly, tell us about some of the scams you've heard about that electricians might be preying on the elderly.
Well, electricity problems, people think of fires. And I've had some calls where it's just unfortunate. Somebody will say, if you don't do this or do that, your house is going to burn down. You've got a big problem. And actually, it isn't that at all. It's a very simple problem to fix, or it's not that bad. I just I mean, it sounds cliche, but I always just live by the golden rule. I think that I've had techs work for me in different things, or, you know, come to fix the refrigerator or whatever. And there's just a lot of incompetence out there. And let me rephrase that. There's not a lot. There's some. Mm-hmm. And you never know. Just I always like the referral system. And I go to the Chapel Hill Leads Group.
Yes.
And it's really a neat. We've got about probably on any given meeting 50 members. And I think it's been around for, what, 14 or 15 years,
yes. Now, let me stop you there before we can have a break. And let's come back. Let's talk about your experiences with the Leads Group and just your experiences with your company overall. So let's take a short break. That all right?
Sure.
Thank you. You're listening to WCHL 97.9 FM. My guest today is Mr. Don Brickman, who is the owner of Brickman Electric. Please stay with us. We'll be right back.
We now return to Today's Business with Sharon Hill on 97.9 FM, WCHL, Today's Business, focusing on business innovation and success right here in the Chapel Hill Carrboro community. Once again, your host, Sharon Hill.
Thank you so much for staying with us. My guest today is Mr. Don Brickman, who is the owner of Brickman Electric. Don, we left off. You were talking about what the Chapel Hill Leads Group means to you and your business. Why don't you continue with that thought?
Well, I've been going to that group practically ever since I've been to Chapel Hill, and it's just a really neat group. Lee is, the founder of it, and it's been around, like I say, about 15 years, and there's such a diversity of, there's usually around 50 people come, and there's no fees or anything. There's a $5 per meeting just to cover, because we have a breakfast. Cheryl, I mean, she cooks every day, and I actually go there, and I load
breakfast.
Up. But it's really a neat group, because I've walked up that sidewalk before to go, and we meet at the American Legion building, and I'm not sure what that address is. Or
what
is it?
1700 Legion Road,
yeah,
I think.
It's mm-hmm. right there in Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. And I've walked up the sidewalk going to the building, and I hear all this laughter. And I think most people are there to promote their business, but I take away that people are there to make friends and be friendly.
Because
that's
people
what I
buy
love
from
it.
People that they like.
And I've went in there myself, and if I need something and there's not somebody there that does that, they know somebody that does. And to me, there's nothing like a personal referral from somebody.
That's the way to market, or one of the ways to market, absolutely. Don, I could just feel a passion for what you're doing as an electrician. Why don't you tell our audience what you enjoy about being an electrician?
Well, I've had I'm a one-man shop. I just work for myself. I don't have any employees. And the camaraderie that I've made friends with my customers. And I've worked, sometimes I get a job maybe the last all day as a service change or upgrade or something. And I have people say, come on in, we're going to have some lunch together. Or they'll do this and I'll see them somewhere and I'll just make a friend. And that's the way I like to do business. I don't want, you know, you can't please everybody.
Right.
I've had some people that, it's funny when, and I'm dating myself, when I used to have an answering service, you know, you'd call up and get your messages, and I'm a one-man shop, and I called up one time and says, this lady called and says, one of your guys was out here, and she started doing, and I get the message that I got that what I had done was nothing like what I had done.
Uh-oh.
But she called up, you know, to complain, and I'm just saying that, you know, there's people that I haven't been able to please.
I think whenever you're in business for yourself, you're going to run into all kinds of people. Oh, my Lord. But Don, before we have to go, why don't you give us your contact information one more time?
It's 919-929-1423, and I have a web page. It's BrickmanElectric.com, and I think I think Tim's Visual Concepts. I'll give Tim a plug. He really did a great job designing that web page.
Visual Concepts.
I think that's it. I mean, you can see it on my web page. If you go there, down the bottom, he's got his design information.
Yes.
So if anybody needs one, he is just fantastic.
They can also go to Chapel Hill Leads Group, chapelhillleads.com, and look up all the members. And I think Tim should be listed there as well.
Right. And again, my web page is brickmanelectric.com.
Well, Don, we are out of time. It has been such a joy talking, listening to all your life story with electricity and how you avoid getting shocked, not electrocuted. So I've got that straight. Don, thank you so much for speaking with us today.
It's my pleasure.
Thank you. You've been listening to WCHL 97.9 FM, 1360 AM. My guest today has been Mr. Don Brickman, who is the owner of Brickman Electric. Thank you so much for listening. That's our show for today.